Good evening, you're listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM, brought to you by myself, Nigel, in the studio on my own tonight, just me, bringing you, as usual, a bunch of goth, industrial, electronic tunes and related information. So some stuff later in the show about gigs and club nights in the local area, stuff about bands, releases, that kind of thing, and, well, just a load of tunes and a bit of nattering from me, really. We opened there with Solitary Experiments with Delight from Await the Machines 5. The Await the Machines series of compilations being a pretty damn good one, if I do have to say so. Lots of good stuff on there, and I'm just going to continue with some more tunes now. So here's some C-Band.
I am the prize in your choice. I am
there you go. That was quite, well, probably a daft mix of music. Odd mix, at least, certainly. A lot of different styles and ages going on there. We had the Sisters of Mercy with Lucretia. Before that, we had Blind Faith and Envy with Dirty Town. And before that, we had Seabound with Scorch the Ground. All really damn strong tracks, in my opinion. Well worth getting played. And it's just one of those things. I've got an MP3 player that's quite big storage on it. It's got every single tune I own sat on the little hard drive in it, and quite often I'll just hit random play and it'll play something random completely out of all my collection of old, new, whatever, and sometimes it pulls up some really good stuff and inspires me for tracks that I haven't played on the show in years, or possibly not on the show before, but you know, tracks that are years old that sometimes just get forgotten because they're not on current playlists. So that's how the Sisters crept back into that list. And yeah, just the other two bouncing around my head a little. So there you go. I've got, I think, yes, I'll save the news about gigs, club guides, all that kind of stuff for a little bit later on the show. I normally hit it about 1:30, so I think I'll do that anyway. As a teaser, I've got some news about Fade Ahead. If you've not been following online, there's some details come out about what he's doing at the moment. And as such, I'll play you some Fade Ahead. Now, this is not off either of his released albums so far. It's off a compilation called Advance Electronics Volume 6, and supposedly off a forthcoming album, FH3. So I'll let you know the details about that, but this is Electro Struts Extraordinaire. are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. And you heard their Assemblage 23 with Document from Defiance, a classic album. And before that, we had Fade Ahead with Electro Sluts Extraordinaire. Great track from him. And as I promised before those couple of tracks, I've got some details on information about Mr. Fade Ahead. Announced recently this week that, I think I mentioned 2 or 3 weeks ago that the Fade Ahead project was stopping. He simply couldn't afford to release his music. And what's occurred recently this week is he's announced he is going to be able to continue. Fade Ahead 3, the album he was working on, FH3, will be released in October on L Tracks Record, which is it's a subdivision of Legends Online Store. I don't know what that is in the slightest. It seems they do more clothes and things like that, but certainly they're releasing his music. So Fade Ahead 3, FH3, will be released in October. It sounds like he's going to be releasing this more directly over the internet, mail order. No kind of proper bricks and mortar shops will be stocking it by the sound of it. So because a lot more stuff will be done direct to him, to that label, he'll be actually making slightly more money. None of the cash will be absorbed by the retailers. So that will make actually make him be able to afford to carry on. So two pieces of good news. We're getting FH3, which should include Electro Sluts Extraordinaire, and also he should be able to carry on and do stuff. So there you go, we've got Mr. Fade Ahead back, which should be loads of fun. I hope to see him touring again as well soon. What else have we got going on? Yes, let's run down the gigs, club nights and stuff like that. This coming Saturday we have interesting stuff going on. We have on Saturday the 19th Wendy House at Leeds University Student Union, as with every third Saturday of the month, main room of goth, alternative, cheese, bit of everything going on in there, and the Mutate room, hard dance, industrial, electronic stuff, runs 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. £5 on the door. More information can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. Also, this is a bit further away, but because it involves me, I thought I'd plug it anyway. We basically have the Gothler event happening this weekend in Leicester. Now, Gothler is Gothic belly dancing, which may sound quite bizarre to some people, but it's this event's been going a couple of years now. This is the second one. It's the only event of its kind in the UK, as far as I'm aware. Gothic belly dancing. It's a whole weekend of workshops and sessions and things like that. And on Saturday night, there is a club night as part of the whole weekend. This is the Quebec Club in Leicester. It costs £4 to get in. It's 10 p.m. till late. And out of the three goth DJs going on there, I'm one of them. So I'm going to be spinning some tunes. I've no idea what yet. I'm going to really play this by ear. It should be loads of fun, though. A couple of other DJs as well. All going to be really good stuff. And the club night's open to the general public. You don't have to be part of the belly dancing weekend. And if you want more information on the belly dancing weekend itself, you can find details at www.gothler.co.uk. So that should be loads of fun. What else have I got on the list of things to do? We have every Thursday here in Bradford at the Manville Arms, Bad Moon Rising, which is free entry, 7 p.m. till late. It's kind of goth, industrial, punk and stuff in a pub. And more information can be found at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. Also, on the weekly nights front, we have Sundays. We still have Black Sheep going on at the Subculture in Leeds. That's every Sunday. That's free entry. Various guest DJs. I do have a slot there coming up as well, but I'll announce that nearer the time, in fact. Yeah, that's a little bit away yet, so I'll let you know about that nearer the time. But yes, request-friendly, guest DJs, nice atmosphere. Get yourself down there if you're not doing anything on a Sunday. We also have on... gigs and stuff. Saturday, 26th of July, we have Gary Newman playing Rios in Leeds, one of the fathers of electronic music. Great stuff there. £20 on the door. More information at www.rios-leeds.com. What else have we got? Monday, the 28th of July, Shadow Play at the Black Swan in York, 7:30 p.m. till 11 p.m. It's free entry, and the website seems to be a LiveJournal community, so community.livejournal.com/shadowplay_UK. What else have we got? Oh, yeah, there's a couple of other quite curious things going on. On Friday, the 1st of August, If anyone remembers Barfono in Leeds, the home of some really dodgy, sweaty goth nights, it was an awful venue, to put it nicely. But it had some really great nights there and some really great people, and it had a goth night or an alternative night running for 20-odd years or something like that in some way, shape or form. It's a bit of local history, and it shut down a couple of years back now. But it seems that Rio's in Leeds are running a Phono's reunion. Now, I only found out about this through Facebook, and I'm not quite sure what it's about. It doesn't seem to involve too many people I remember from Phono's, so it may be from the years I wasn't there, way before my time. I've no idea. So there's very few details on this. It runs, all I've got is the details from the Facebook event, which is it runs from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. And if you go onto Facebook and search for Phono's reunion, you'll probably find it. It's not that hard. There isn't too many things mentioning Phono's. So yes, that's an interesting one. I've no idea what it's about, but I may get myself down there to check it out. And also on that part of that weekend, on Saturday the 2nd of August, we have a gig worth mentioning at the Corporation in Sheffield. It's Combi Christ, supported by Ashbury Heights and Uberbyte. And I think, from checking out their MySpace page, Skinjob are on that supporting list as well. So, Skinjob playing, probably. I think more details will come out in the wash nearer the time, but I think that's a four-band gig. So Ashbury Heights, Skinjob, Uberbyte, and Combi Christ. That's a great little list, and you'll have heard me playing various of those bands on this show at various points throughout the years. So all good stuff. That's £14 on the door. Doors at 7 p.m. More information at www.corporation.org.uk. What else is worth mentioning? I think that's pretty much it for events. I think I've nattered on for far too long, and I really should get playing some tunes. So let's see what's lined up. Here's a band called Body Code.
Thank you. Killer.
That was Project Pitchfork with Time Killer, the And One remix, And One playing Infest this year. Should be good. I don't think I actually plugged Infest in the pluggage bit of the show. So yes, Infest, a big industrial electronic music festival every year, one of the UK's biggest here in Bradford, August Bank Holiday weekend at Bradford University. All the details are online at www.infestuk.com. Still tickets available. It's selling really well this year, headlined by Front 242. It's going to be ace. And before that, I incorrectly identified the band as Bodycode. The Bodycode's the album. The band is Diffusion, and that's a track called Wired Tunes. Really good stuff from a fairly new band. As always, I'm going to run slowly out of time with the show, so I'm just going to plow on with the music. This is another fairly old band. I seem to have been bouncing between old and new stuff, so this is fairly old. This is a band called Absurd Minds. Well, actually, that wasn't the track I was going for. Let's give this another go, shall we? If the CD player is going to play. There we go. You have been listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is pretty much it for the show. I've brought you a lot of stuff. It's been, I think it's been airing on the older side of tracks tonight, but if you're a regular listener to the show, you'll know that it varies on a fortnightly basis, depending on the mood I'm in and who I've got in with me. Tonight it's just me on my own, so that's what's brought you tonight's show. That was Mesh with You Didn't Want Me from a fairly old album called In This Place Forever. And before that, we had Absurd Minds with Master Builder from The Focus. So, a couple of really good tracks there. As always, if you're involved in a club night or a band and you've got gigs and club nights and events basically happening, especially in this area, drop me a line through either www.bcbradio.co.uk, all the contact details are on that website, or go to www.darksimulation.org. Where, again, contact details for myself are there, and set lists from the show and things like that. All details about the show can be found on both of those places, so no excuse for not getting in touch. And as always, with all the various gigs and things I announce, these are usually out of my control and completely nothing to do with me. They're just things I think are cool and well worth getting to, and unfortunately things can change at the last minute, so always check with the promoters or the websites and just see if the lineup's changed or something's been cancelled before you set off, especially if you go a long way. That's about it, really. So thanks for listening. I'll be back in a fortnight's time, and I'm going to leave you with The Chameleons.